It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee. Hey, KFM.
Throwing it back way back on a Thursday. It was on this date, March the 6th, 1863. After a 13-day siege by Mexican forces led by General Antonio López de Santa Anta, at dawn, the Battle of the Alamo began. And it lasted about 90 minutes. It was on this date that the Alamo fell. Of course, out of that, the ashes was birthed Texas Independence. And we, of course, celebrated that back, Texas Independence Day, on the 2nd. And it was spurred in part by two vital documents. Of course, certainly right there on March the 2nd, Washington on the Brazos, the signing of the Texas Declaration of Independence. But just before that, the famed letter from the Alamo that started to the people of Texas and all Americans in the world, an open letter written on February 24th, 1836, by one William Barrett Travis, commander of the Texian forces there at the Alamo. The letter, renowned as its own declaration of defiance, and the Smithsonian calls it a masterpiece of American patriotism. It is certainly a document close to Texans' hearts, and the letter closes, of course, famously with Travis's vow of victory or death. For many, many years, it was housed there at the Alamo, and you could see it. It has since been, and it will be part of, and it might be part of the announcement later on today there at the Alamo in San Antonio, of being displayed once again for all to see. They have done a lot of renovations and expansion there at the Alamo over the past couple of years. But as it was sent out in a plea for help and for more troops and support, few arrived to the call. And of course, virtually all that were there at the Alamo were killed when the Mexican army attacked March 6th. This date in 1836, and it is widely believed that William Barrett Travis was likely the first to perish in that. If you've never heard this before, we played it in the past, but I've seen the document. Most of us have studied it and read it just being in school, but to hear Willie Nelson recite it, that's a whole other thing.
Commandancy of the Alamo, San Antonio, February 24th, 1836. To the people of Texas and all the Americans in the world, fellow citizens and compatriots, I am besieged with 1,000 or more of the Mexicans under Santa Anna, and I have sustained a continual bombardment and cannonade for 24 hours and have not lost a man. The enemy has demanded a surrender of discretion, otherwise the garrison are to be put to the sword if the fort is taken. I have answered the demand with a cannon shot, and our flag still waves proudly from the walls. I shall never surrender or retreat. Then I call on you in the name of liberty and of patriotism and of everything dear to the American character to come to our aid with all dispatch. The enemy is receiving reinforcements daily and will no doubt increase to 3,000 or 4,000 in 4 or 5 days. If this call is neglected, I am determined to sustain as long as possible and die like a soldier who never forgets what is due his own honor and that of his country, victory or death. William Barrett Travis, Lieutenant Colonel, Commandant. P.S. The Lord is on our side. When the enemy appeared in sight, we had not 3 bushels of corn. We have since found in deserted houses 80 or 90 bushels and got into the walls 20 or 30 head of beeves. Travis.
There wouldn't be no Alamo anymore. No Cowboys in the Super Bowl. No Lonesome Dove, no Yellow Rose. If it wasn't for Texas. I wouldn't be a Willie fan. Nobody swam the Rio Grande. I wouldn't be an American if it wasn't for Texas. Fort Worth would never cross my mind. There'd be no Austin City Limit sign. No Lone Star of any kind. If it wasn't for Texas. I'd never gone to Tennessee sing my songs and chase my dreams. Only heaven knows just where I'd be if it wasn't for Texas. Fort Worth would never cross my mind. There'd be no Austin City Limit sign. And no Lone Star kind, if it wasn't for Texas. It made me the man I am. Thank God for my old stomping ground. I wouldn't be standing right here right now if it wasn't for Texas. If it wasn't for Texas. If it wasn't for Texas.
Remember the Alamo and the
Hank FM.